Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 20th. In an ongoing story we're covering here at KVNF News, the town of Paonia made progress yesterday looking for the break in the water main that has caused a boil water notice since Monday afternoon. On Tuesday, the 1 million gallon storage tank was successfully brought online to pressurize the system for the town. Most out-of-town users are serviced by the 2 million gallon tank. While most of town of Paonia water users have pressure and flowing water, the town continues to look for the leak in the main line. That is accomplished by testing the 10 zones in the system for pressure. Here's Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight from Town Hall on Tuesday afternoon.
We are charging two of the last three zones for water. We will determine if they hold pressure. I'm suspecting one of the two we're charging right now is where we may find the leak. The one area that will not have water, maybe for the rest of the day until tomorrow, is the West Paonia water, Stall Road, Samuel Wade Road area. That's the very last zone. We're hoping, of course, to find the location of the leak and start working on it. Both water plants are now making water. The rest of the system is charged. Most people should have water pressure. And if you have water pressure, you shouldn't lose it unless if for some reason we're going to have to isolate that zone because of where the leak is. So it's possible what we're calling the Southeast Lamborn Mesa area, which was one zone we're currently charging, and the West 4th Street area, which is the other zone we're charging right now. And then again, as I said, the last zone that will get charged is West Paonia. We're getting close.
Several businesses in town, mostly those involved with food service, were issued stop work orders by the Delta County Health Department. Those businesses must remain closed as long as the boil water alert is in effect.
Yes, and that was the county health department came up. Any business that relies upon water in some ways, restaurants, bars, if you had a soda fountain, those types of situations, even the theater with its concession stand, that because they use water, that had to be shut down. Some of those will be able to partially reopen to only sell packaged foods, but they will not be able to provide anything that was out of their fountains.
The boil water notice is in effect for town of Paonia water users until further notice. Water trucks provided by the National Park Service are parked behind Paonia Town Hall, where water users can fill large containers of water.
We're going to have to boil the water until we get the leak fixed and then to completely disinfect the system. The last time they had to completely disinfect the system, it took about 7 days. We have a potable water truck out back that you can keep your containers, make sure you keep them separate, and you can refill them. We still have bottled water inside, and we also will have a non-potable water truck if you need water for like flushing toilets and things like that.
And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more developments in the Paonia water story as they occur. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says Colorado is joining other states that are suing to try and stop President Trump from using a national emergency declaration to build a border wall. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
After standing with dozens of people at a rally protesting the president's decision, Weiser said he's taking legal action because Trump's declaration will cost Colorado tens of millions of dollars.
Colorado is set to see a decline in military spending that was otherwise provided for us. That's going to be shifted to build a border wall under a process that I believe violates constitutional separation of powers.
At least 10 other states are planning to join the lawsuit challenging the legality of the president's declaration. Supporters of the wall are also holding rallies around the country. In Fresno, California, high school senior Maddie Muller told her local newspaper the emergency declaration is the only way the wall will ever be built. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A new bill heading into the state legislature aims to fill the retirement savings gap for 750,000 Colorado workers. Eric Gladys has the story.
Nearly half of private sector workers in Colorado, over 750,000 people in their prime working years, do not have access to a retirement savings plan at work. The Colorado Secure Savings Plan, a measure expected to be introduced in the state legislature later this month, would allow all workers in the state to put a portion of their paychecks away for retirement. Kelly Fritz with AARP Colorado says people are 15 times more likely to save for retirement through their jobs.
It's a vehicle for people that are currently not able to save for retirement through their work to do so. You are more likely to save through a retirement plan at work than any other way.
Fritz says the plan would also follow workers if they change jobs, which is important for service industry employees, construction workers, and other contractors. Critics of the proposal say government shouldn't be in the retirement fund business because the marketplace already offers savings products such as mutual funds and IRAs. Fritz says this plan is aimed at people who, for varying reasons, don't sign up for a private fund. And she says once people have built up some savings, they might choose to move that money into commercial accounts that promise higher returns. Fritz adds the plan would also benefit taxpayers, citing analysis from the University of Maine, because people with even modest savings are less likely to turn to state and federal safety net programs for help.
For an additional $1,000 in retirement savings for every retiree, that would save $3.9 billion nationally.
Fritz notes many people who work their entire lives and weren't able to save enough on their own end up relying solely on Social Security. Fritz says the average benefit between $1,200 and $1,400 a month just isn't enough to get by, especially in a state like Colorado with rising housing and health care costs. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Colorado House of Representatives has passed a bill that could change what students learn about sex and relationships while they attend public school. KVNF's Scott Franz was there.
The proposal to expand the sexual education curriculum has packed committee hearings and sparked lots of debate at the Capitol. Supporters say it would get more students to learn about consent, sexual orientation, and birth control. Opponents of the legislation say school boards and parents should decide what children learn about sex, not lawmakers. Democratic Representative Susan Lontine of Denver is sponsoring the bill.
This isn't about teaching the values or teaching our children to be gay. It's just teaching them that not everybody is exactly the way you are, and that's okay, because we should all be allowed to live our authentic life.
The bill passed out of the House with the support of Democrats. It's now heading to a Senate committee for consideration. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.